This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. government officials have started getting the coronavirus vaccine, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Vice President Pence and his wife received a shot this morning in a televised event aimed at reassuring Americans the vaccine is safe.
Karen and I were more than happy to step forward.
Biden transition spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the president-elect will follow next week.
He will be doing it in public.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Chief Mitch McConnell were also vaccinated. The Capitol physician says all members of Congress are eligible for shots under continuity of government protocols. Some, though, are reluctant to be seen as jumping the line, with the limited supply so far mainly reserved for health workers and nursing home residents. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The head of the World Health Organization said Friday its program to help get COVID-19 vaccines to all countries in need, whether rich or poor, has gained access to nearly 2 billion doses of several promising vaccine candidates. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said agreements mean that some 190 countries that are part of the COVAX program will have access to vaccines during the first half of next year.
These unprecedented agreements mean that all 190 countries and economies participating in COVAX will be able to access vaccines to protect vulnerable groups in their populations during the first half of next year.
The COVAX program, created to ensure access to vaccines for all countries, currently faces a shortfall of more than $20 billion. A down day on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 0.41%, the S&P fell by 0.35%, the NASDAQ was off by 0.07%. This is VOA News. At least 12 people were killed and 10 others wounded when a suicide bomber blew himself up near a stadium in Galkayo town in the Mudug region of central Somalia. The suicide bomber targeted government officials and members of the prime minister's security team heading to the stadium. The Al-Shabaab Islamist militant group claimed responsibility, saying that the prime minister was the target of the attack. Friday's explosion comes as tensions continue to simmer in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, and the country gets closer to presidential elections scheduled for February 8th. Officials in Afghanistan say a bomb explosion Friday killed at least 15 civilians, most of them children, in eastern Ghazni province. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Tariq Aryan said that explosives were packed in a three-wheel rickshaw parked near a ceremony where the Muslim holy book, the Quran, was being recited. The powerful blast also wounded 20 people. The Taliban, which controls large parts of Ghazni, asserted that the blast was caused by unexploded ordnance, and 12 children were among those killed. The bloodshed comes even as the Afghan government and the Taliban have been engaged in peace talks since September to negotiate a political end to the country's 19-year-old war. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari met with more than 300 schoolboys who were freed after being kidnapped last week in an attack on their school. The boys were abducted on the night of December 11th from the all-boys government science secondary school in Kankara village in Katsina state in the country's northwest. Nigeria's Boko Haram jihadist rebels claimed responsibility for the abduction. Buhari told Nigeria's NTV government television Boko Haram has teamed up with what he called gangsters and criminals.
Somehow the terrorists or the abductors still get weapons and ammunition. They still take people hostages. They are collecting millions of naira. We have a lot of work ahead of us.
Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau said they attacked the school because they believe Western education is un-Islamic. Parts of the northeastern United States are still digging out after a storm buried some areas under more than a meter of snow. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
New York City got 6.5 inches, less snow than predicted, but still more in one night than all of last winter. Suburban Albany, New York got 30 inches of snow, while Binghamton, New York broke a record with 42 inches. I'm Jennifer King.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News. Website.